Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's 6:19 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Almost had a Jacob Zuma moment there. Let's start your day before you even leave the comfort of your home with Mind, Body and Green, which really is the bed where we consciously want you to make the correct choices for yourself that will eventually sit well with your mental, your physical, your spirit, your emotions and your environment. So let's encourage you to feed your mind, body and strive to go green.
Shaquan. Yeah, so today we're going to have a very, very quick conversation about signs that your daughter is about to get her first period. So last night I was actually having a conversation with a very good friend of mine, and he's a single dad and he's got all girls, four of them, hey? Mm. And he was like, "Shay, I don't know what's going on with the first one, but I think it's about to be that time and I don't know where to start, you know?" So I did promise him that today we're going to go buy a little bit of a care package for her just in time on when it actually starts, and then he can just give that to her. But regardless, it's just not easy. I can't even imagine how it feels to be a dad and your daughter is getting her first period. You don't know much about period. Mm. And but you still want to be there for her the best way that you can. Okay, now having a daughter obviously means that you eventually, dad, have to prepare yourself for conversations around monthly periods. Obviously making sure that they understand the importance of good hygiene, especially during this time. I do remember, like, I had my first period when I was like grade 6, I think. Mm. Yes, I was grade 6. And we were just taught that if it's that time of the month, you shouldn't have been talking to boys, shouldn't have been looking at them. What have y'all done to us? Okay, it was so odd, now that I even think about it. But it just wasn't a very pleasant experience. There's a lot that's going on with you. You don't even understand. You feel like you're not even in your body, like you're there, but you're not there. Mm. So it has to be very, very frustrating, but also for you as a parent to really make sure that you help them navigate themselves or the best way that they can, during this period, right? Now, you might actually hear your daughter complaining a lot about stomach complaints, okay? It is very common to feel bloated when about to experience a period. This happens to women or, you know, who actually get their period till today. Uh-huh. Or like who have had their period for the longest of time. It feels like it's been a lifetime. But some children and grown-ups also experience abdominal pain. Some women also experience diarrhea, and that might be the same thing for your daughter as well. Mm. Nausea and just vomiting. And also, it's just that the clothes might actually feel just a little bit too tight during that time, especially around the stomach, because that bloating that happens is just crazy. Like, I'm like, I'm not even pregnant. Why do I look like I'm 6 months pregnant? Mm. What is happening right now? You might also notice just a little bit of mood changes with your baby girl. You know, she might be just a little bit all over the place. She might be overly emotional. She might be, you know, just teary, a little bit more anxious, probably even have trouble sleeping and feeling sad. And that might be just be some of the mood changes that you might actually be looking out for. Sometimes it even has to do with their appetite, for example. Sometimes they're eating a little bit more than usual. Sometimes they're just not eating as much as they normally do. It could be a lot of things, really. But also, if you are mindful to pay attention to the fact that they're just not being themselves, that could be definitely be a sign. And also, when they're constantly complaining about tender, fuller breast, okay? Also, when you actually look at it, it looks a little bit more fuller. And when you, I don't know, not necessarily try to touch it, but, you know, when they touch themselves a little bit, like, just a little bit tender, that could actually be a dead giveaway that they are definitely about to have their first period. So it is important for you to take the time to really educate yourself as to how to really have that first conversation with them. What is the best way and how you can support them? And the best way that you can is just to really be there, be present, be compassionate, okay? Mm. There might be certain ways or things that they might actually do that you won't understand, but it is important for you to just be patient with them and help them get through that the time. Because, you know, there's some kids who have, or even women that have their period for like 3 days. I'm the lucky ones. Yeah. But then you do find the ones that have like for 7 days, for like 2 weeks. Yeah, this could be
hectic.
A lot,
that
you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just definitely educate yourself as much as you can.
Thank you so much, Shaquan. Shout out to all the dads in the building, especially considering the fact that we celebrated International Men's Day not so long ago on Sunday. Mm. Yeah. We've got Chris Brown, Davido, and Lo J coming up. Stick around.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.